Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Want to bring you a teaching today, an audio teaching to edify you, encourage you, feed you from God's holy word. Today, we're talking about the false reformation of man versus the true reformation of Christ. Have you ever pondered that? The other thing I have to ask you right up front. Have you ever noticed that Satan likes to copy God's ways to deceive, destroy, and kill? He has a false gospel, false Jesus, false spirit, 2 Corinthians 11:4. The Bible also tells us he has false teachers, false apostles, false miracles, and we see false manifestations, things like slain in the spirit and people feeling electrical shocks and all these things. It's all false, not of God. Today, I want to cover another false way of Satan, the Protestant Reformation. This was a heretical movement of man, of course, and I'm going to expose it, and then I want to point you to the biblical Reformation that we all should seek and hold on to, that is Jesus Christ, and I'm going to prove that in the Word of God. So some history first. In the 1500s, a Roman Catholic monk named Martin Luther was tormented over his sinful nature, sinful acts, and he saw that the man-made Roman Catholic faith, with all of its false traditions, confession, all of its ordinations of man to forgive sins, works-based, basically, could not save him. So he began to read the scriptures, and that was a good start. He should have started there and kept going there, but he got deceived, and it all went very wrong. Now, admittedly, the best thing Martin Luther did was he did get the Bible into men's hands. I'm sure God had a part in that mostly. But that's where his good works really end. Here's what happened to Martin Luther. He was a Roman Catholic monk, priest, and he was worried about his sin, and he ran right over the truth road, the straight, narrow road. He was in the ditch of Roman Catholicism. He ran right across the truth road into another ditch of easy believism. He began to teach the five solas. He began to teach that you could sin thousands of times a day and nothing could ever separate you from Christ. He became a rank heretic, and he passed all of his teachings on in what is called the Protestant Reformation. Now, if you've ever read his 95-point thesis, I've read it, what you would be amazed to find out is that he was not really all that ready to leave the Roman Catholic faith with all of its false ways and paganism. He just wanted to adjust it, modify it. They didn't want that to happen, so it didn't happen. He was wrong in so many ways. He brought so many false ways with him into this false Reformation. So I'm going to give you just a few points, some highlights on what he did. He brought a false grace alone, faith alone, easy believe gospel. He brought the building center ritual, man-led ways. He brought the modern pastor in total control with one man ruling over people. He brought pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter with him that he adored, especially Christmas. Baby baptism, which is not found in the scriptures, he brought that with him. A hatred for the Jews. Martin Luther said, baptize a Jew, put a rock around his neck, and throw him in a river. Adolf Hitler used Martin Luther's writings to stir up Germany against the hatred of Jews. And he also was a murderous-minded man. He believed that the peasants that uprose in Germany should have been killed and slaughtered for their uprising. He was a vile, wicked, heretical man, just to name a few of those things. And to this day, his legacy, his false reformation, along with John Calvin, who came along later, created Lutheranism and the Protestant movement. It goes on. This has led thousands and millions of people in the denominations, could be billions of people by now, over 500 years, to the damning of their souls due to a false gospel and all of their heresy and their strange belief system, false Jesus, really. Virtually every mainstream denominational faith is a part of or has come out of that Reformation movement. Now, here's the truth. if the whore of the Babylon is the Roman Catholic Church, which there's good evidence for it, can't say dogmatically, but there's good evidence that the Roman Catholic faith is the whore of Babylon that we read about in scriptures, then this would make the Protestants the daughters of the whore, because they came out of the whore, and they have a lot of things that are similar to the whore system. Something to consider. So that's the false Reformation. And to see its sad fruit, all you have to do is look at Europe today and look at America today. How corrupt, perverted, worldly, pagan, heretical, compromised, demonic, murderous, all because of they've had denominational theology for years and years and years. And what does it produce? Mostly false, religious, ritual-minded, false believers, not true holy saints of God. And that's the fruit of this false Reformation of Martin Luther. If you go to don'tperish.com, look on You've Been Lied To. And I have a whole list of what this false Reformation system is lying to you about. So that's the false Reformation of man, Martin Luther, and their system that they lift up today, and they base all of their beliefs around Martin Luther and John Calvin and all these murderous Calvinist men. Martin Luther was a murderous-minded man. John Calvin actually believed in burning men alive at the stake that disagreed with his theology. That's the false Reformation of man. It's not of God. Now on to the biblical Reformation. Mankind fell into sin. God ordained the shedding of blood to cover man. He started it way back in Genesis 3 when he killed an animal to cover us in tunic-like garments. Then, then Abel, then Noah, then Abraham began to sacrifice. Then God developed the priest system, the temple, the animal sacrifice system. And these were all done with man's imperfect hands. But they had to do until the long foretelling of the perfect Messiah Redeemer, the King, that was foretold through the Old Testament would come. Now, in the book of Hebrews, so what I want to get to, we see the priesthood and the law had to change. The old covenant had to go, fade away, the new covenant had come, and Christ is our Lamb of God. All those years they're slaughtering lambs, Christ becomes the Lamb of God. John Baptist said, "Here comes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." These things needed to be changed, altered, rectified. Hey, what does that mean? We're going to get to that in a second. Here we go. In Hebrews chapter 9, let's read it. Verse 10, Paul says this, "Which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances, opposed on them until the time of Reformation." Reformation, right? Here's what Paul is saying. He's saying that man in his imperfect ways had to do until this change was set to take place and happen. What does that word, reformation, what does that word mean? In the Greek, it is diorthosis. It means to straighten out thoroughly, rectification, the messianic restoration, reformation. That's what it means. Jesus, our high priest, came to reform and rectify the situation to bring men to God in a better covenant. This is the true biblical Reformation, not the false man-made one of Martin Luther and the Protestants. And it was brought by a perfect God, perfect Savior, perfect Lamb of God, perfect Redeemer, not a hateful heretic man like Martin Luther. Brother Paul goes on, verse 11, "But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Folks, this is the true Reformation that we need, that God sent, not man, and Christ's blood, death, burial, resurrection, his priesthood was the reformation that was needed to draw us unto God. Christ is the only way, John 14:6. You can toss out your man-made Protestant Reformation, toss out all your false pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, toss out all your denominations and man-made ritual ways, Sunday's the Lord's Day, giving them a tithe, being controlled by a modern pastor, throw that all away. easy believism, Calvinism, once saved, always saved. No, all false. Cling to Christ, the Word made flesh, the true reformer, the only reformer. Glory to God. I want to encourage you. You're going to run into these people all the time because the denominations have spread like cancer all over. 30, 40,000 different denominations because of what Martin Luther did. And people in their lust and sin want to keep sinning, keep making new denominations. The next time men come to you and push their Reformation ways, Lutheranism, whatever, tell them they're in great error and heresy and that they missed the true Reformation by about 1,500 years. His name is Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, returning in glory to destroy everything these men have created and to receive his own and set up his kingdom. What a glorious thing to behold. Jesus said this in John 15:9-10. As the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue in my love. If ye keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I has kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Did you see that? Easy believism, unconditional love of God, faith alone, grace alone, all those get thrown away when you look at the true Reformation that took place. Christ calling us by the gospel, faith in his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection. A genuine faith calls for action, repentance of all sin, man-made ways, come out of the world, come out of your flesh, strive. You'll be born again by the Holy Spirit of God. He promised a new heart and a new mind. And you will strive in obedience and holiness, the Bible says, without which no one will see God. And you will endure in a saving faith. It says all over the Bible, Jesus said it, John said it. You'll endure, Paul said it. You'll endure in that genuine saving faith. And you'll love him. 1 John 5:3, loving God is keeping his commandments. Man-made religion is only looking to get to heaven, and they want to do it as easy as they can. No, Jesus calls us for a purpose. He calls us for good works. He calls us to transform us. He calls us out of sin, not keeping us in sin. What a glorious reformer we have. Seek the true Reformation, Jesus Christ. Throw out that false man-made Reformation of Martin Luther and everyone carrying it on today. Christmas just went by and all of their heresy and fleshly ways. Seek after Christ, his true word, his spirit. That's the Reformation we need, not any false one made of man. It will not do in eternity. Hey, that's my word to you today. I hope that blesses you. Have you ever considered that? The false Reformation of man, look at the fruit of it. Look at America. Corrupt, paganized, carnal, worldly, heretical. And it's had over 250 years of Protestant faith. No, we need the true reformer. The world needs the true reformer. Repent and obey the gospel, will you? We're here to help you. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Trying to pour out every day. Taking a break on the homestead. Looking forward to when we'll hit the gospel road again. Preaching the gospel every day. We'll be doing some mini events, mini mission trips. Discipling, teaching, calling out those false teachers, calling out this false Reformation and the people that are so deceived, lifting up the true reformer, Jesus Christ, King of Kings. He's worthy to be praised. Hey, we love you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Go out and have a great day. Repent and obey this gospel. May God be praised.